You are listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. New York Times bestselling author Stephanie Clifford's second novel, The Farewell Tour, was released this month. The book takes place, in part, in Tacoma, in the city's 1950s honky-tonk era. Clifford sat down with NWPB's Lauren Gallup to discuss the book and Tacoma's music history.
In the early 20th century, there was a mass migration to the West Coast. With that migration came an influx of new music.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
Loretta Lynn was just one country musician that found the city of destiny to be fortuitous in the mid-20th century. That might come as a shock to some Pacific Northwesterners, explains Kim Davenport, who runs the Tacoma Music History blog and is the communications manager for the Tacoma Historical Society.
It's somewhat counterintuitive because I think we tend to think of country music being based in, certainly primarily in the South and specifically, you know, Nashville.
Tacoma was an epicenter of music and culture. The railroad ran through the city's downtown, making it an easy stop for performers. Tacoma was also early to get into television. KTNT was transmitted from a building in the Hilltop neighborhood and had a number of country music programs. That's where Loretta Lynn was discovered. Stephanie Clifford capitalized on that history in her novel about a Washington woman born during the 1920s that becomes a country music success.
Tacoma, during the 50s, had this lively honky-tonk scene.
Clifford says she wanted to tell a story of the American West, one that portrays a fierce Washington woman. When Clifford discovered Tacoma's country music history, she says it was the perfect career for her protagonist, Lillian Waters.
She's got to be this country songwriter who's not only trying to forge a way as a woman in this time, but in this like incredibly male-dominated industry, trying to figure out what kind of songs she can even sell, what kind of songs she can sing, how she has to package herself in order to succeed. Like, it adds so many layers to this idea of her out in the world.
With the novel, Clifford says she wanted to set the record straight on some misconceptions people had about the West and country music.
One thing that's frustrating to me as somebody who loves country music is this idea that, and it's an idea that Nashville puts out and continues to put out, that it's white and rural and Southern, and that's who it's made by, and that's who it's made for.
Clifford says country music is more diverse than people give it credit for. Like her protagonist, Clifford is from Washington State, but moved away. She lives in Brooklyn, but she wrote this book from her roots in the West, wanting to tell its lush, complicated story. Clifford wrote her main character to be someone who grows to confront her own assumptions about the West.
Lillian says very blithely, "Oh no, Washington's not like that." And I think for a while, the West and Washington sort of got away with being like, "Oh no, 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 we don't have those problems. We're not the Deep South."
The story happens during historical moments from the nation's fraught past, like the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II and redlining in urban areas. Clifford says she wanted to reflect on these moments from history in her novel. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.